السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. Press release. These are the actions of the United Nations. How long will you continue to deceive the people? What's new? Where is the change, O Ministry of Construction and Change? Translated. On Sunday, the 29th of June, 2025, in Sana'a, Minister of Social Affairs and Labor, Samer Bajala, held a meeting in the preparatory committees for the 2025 Cooperative Societies Conference, which will be held in early July 2025. The meeting was attended by Ali Al-Razmi, Undersecretary of Minister for the Development Sector, and Nasser Al-Kahili, Director of Social Affairs and Labor Office in the Capital Secretariat. The conference clearly demonstrates that the ministry has no preconceived vision or ready-made plans awaiting implementation. Rather, the call for this cooperative conference coincides with the annual celebration of World Cooperative Day, celebrated by the International Cooperative Alliance, which falls on the first Saturday of July each year. This year's theme is, quote, Cooperatives, Leading Inclusive and Sustainable Solutions for a Better World, end quote. The call to celebrate the Cooperative Day dates back to the United Nations General Assembly Resolution 47/90, issued on the 16th of December 1992. The celebration began in 1995, marking the century of the founding of the International Cooperative Alliance in 1895 CE. What's happening, O Ministry of Construction and Change? Is this your construction coming from the United Nations in all its details? Where is the change? This has been the practice of your predecessor's successive ministries for six decades, sponsoring and directed by the United Nations to do things that anger and displease Allah and call for the ideas that are not of the Islamic belief,
in which we have no stake or influence.
You are wasting your breath. The cooperative experiment in Yemen is a failure because it does not belong to the ideas of Islam. We say this in accordance with the command to enjoin good and forbid evil. O government of change and construction, and all those who stand behind you, you are heading in the wrong direction. So make Islam your compass, as Allah has commanded. Wake up, O people of Iman. The destruction and decline of people happen when there is a contradiction between the systems implemented on them and their belief, or even being blatantly a contradiction of it. How can those who disobey Allah's commands and commit his sins, who follow every caller, succeed and be happy in life? How many corrupt systems have been applied to you over the past six decades? And know with absolute certainty that you will not escape decadence, rise, or be happy until the systems of Islam are implemented over you in politics, economics, society, and foreign policy. And that will only happen in the second Khilafah al-Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, state on the method of prophethood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu istajibu lillahi wa lirrasuli idha da'akum lima yuhyikum. O believers, respond to Allah and His Messenger when He calls you to that which gives you life. Surah Al-Anfal, Ayah 24. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Yemen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.